Agriculture is the state's largest industry, and Commissioner Steve Troxler has overseen it for 8 years. He's the first Republican ever to hold the post. His Democratic challenger is Walter Smith. Both are lifelong farmers. Smith runs a small poultry farm in Yadkin County. Troxler grows tobacco in Guilford County. And both agree that food and consumer safety are paramount. Troxler says the difference is in their styles.
I prefer to regulate with education first before I have to find people. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do that. And it seems to work very well in North Carolina. And I read that, you know, he wants to be more of a regulator with a heavy hand than I do.
Smith says his approach is not big government.
I worked for the federal government for over 33 years, and I've seen my share of red tape and rules and regulations. And when I ran an office for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we did everything that we could possibly do to cut through these rules, simplify them, and actually assist the farmers.
But Smith says voluntary compliance isn't working. He points to the E. coli outbreaks at fairs and an audit last year that found the department almost never fined propane gas facilities that had repeatedly violated safety regulations.
If you have companies who do not comply with the rules and regulations, then that's when you step in, and that's when you have to, you know, get their attention, and you have to enforce the laws that are already on the books.
Troxler says his department is recognized as a national leader in food safety and has gone to unprecedented lengths to prevent E. coli. And as for the lack of fines on gas facilities, he says the point is no safety incidents actually occurred.
We will use fines when we have to, but what I want is compliance, and we've been very good at getting compliance without being so heavy-handed, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Troxler says in a third term he wants to focus on international marketing of North Carolina farm products. Smith says he'd like the department to focus on areas he feels have been neglected, like animal welfare and the environment. Isaac Davy Aronson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.